Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're coming to you right after another live eviction. Tonight was pretty expected for anybody who's been watching the feeds, anyone who's been keeping up with Tiffany Mitchell's The Winner's Circle. She's kind of been giving us the download. So we're not going to spend too much time. But Cody, what do the listeners and viewers need to know first?
You guys need to know a few things, right? If you're liking the content and you're liking the channel, you need to make sure that on YouTube, you are subscribed to the channel and you turn on those bell notifications. Boom. You saw it pop up right there. Next thing I need you to do, if you're listening on audio and you guys are liking the content, drop us a 5-star review, leave a comment, because we really appreciate everybody that has stuck with us through these 2 years. We have grown so much. The channel is doing so well, and literally there's only all of you to thank. It has nothing to do with us, and it's all you guys, so we really appreciate it. All the comments on our YouTube channel, whether you agree or disagree, we appreciate it. So whether you guys are listening on audio or listening or watching on video, make sure you are subscribing to the channel, because we really do appreciate the love that we're getting from all of you.
Couldn't agree more. Channel's popping. We owe it to you guys, so thank you. Okay, let's dive right into it tonight. There was a couple segments.
Let's get this at the beginning of the episode, D. What's going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend's a big weekend.
Huge.
If you haven't already heard, which is why you need to be subscribed to the channel, have notifications on, we are going to be doing our, I guess it's going to be our annual thing now, Big Brother After Party.
After Party.
Live. Big time. Right after the show, it's popping. Drinks are going to be flowing if you're 21 plus. And, we're going to be here talking about our first reactions after they announced the winner, America's favorite. How did the jury vote? Is it what we expected? And then the best part, which we did last year, we're kind of the pioneers of doing it. Maybe somebody else will steal it from us this year. But we're going to be interviewing the winner of Big Brother, the runner-up, and also America's favorite, right with you guys
live,
no editing, just coming right at you. You guys will be in the comment section. And what we try to do is we have to have some prepared questions because it's super time sensitive. I think it's like 5 minutes,
maybe
each.
Even less, right? Like, but yeah, it's five
right.
minutes.
It's quick, and we'll be seeing your comments. So we might see something in the comment section where you throw something at me or you throw something at Cody and we happen to catch it. And we're like, oh, let me hit him with that real quick. So you definitely want to be tuned in for that. I don't know how every eviction so far, there's been a lot of interviews for you guys to go and watch and consume. You've always came back to ours, so we appreciate it. The difference with us is we're going to be happening literally right after the show. So it's going to be like you're out there in LA at the Big Brother house, sitting with us, talking to the house guest. We were the only ones that did it last year. Maybe we'll be the only ones this year. Who knows? Because it's not that easy to do. And we'll see. But we hope you join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We love doing it. We were on for like 2 or 3 hours last time.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Last year was a blast, man. It was a great way to end the season. It was a great way to cap off the week. It's like we're doing it Sunday night. I know it's kind of tough for some of you. It's really unfortunate doing it late, especially if you're on the East Coast, because show ends at 11. And we're jumping right on, and I know a lot of you have work on Monday. So for those of you that stick it out with us, again, we really appreciate it. And those of you on the West Coast, I know the show – does the show air at the same time no matter what, East Coast and West Coast, or is it delayed?
I think it's delayed.
So it's like it's really tough. So everybody that sticks it out with us, it's like it's greatly appreciated. We really do. We love the support that we get from all of you.
And if you can't catch it live, it's not really that big of a deal. You just won't be in the comment section, but you can still, like you said, if you have the subscription on, notifications on, it'll be up on audio the next day. It'll be up on YouTube the next day. So you'll be able to tag along, skip around to the parts you want to see, but you don't want to skip around too much because we are going to have some special guests on like we did last time. We've already confirmed a couple. I'm not going to say anybody but Tiffany because she's no big surprise. I talked to her again today. She's going to be at the party, but she's going to try to get away for like 10, 20 minutes to hop on with us so we can get her reactions. We also have a couple of BB alum that are going to be coming on talking a little BB finale with us. So again, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be there. We hope you are as well. Want to dive into this bad boy now? Should we do it?
Let's rock.
So let's hit it with a hard thing right off the jump. I didn't mean anything by the hard thing, even though what I'm about to say is, you know,
eggplant
kind of the hard thing.
In the comments.
Eggplant emoji. We had a bunch of guys that went back to the old videos.
Appreciate that so much. I love that.
We saw that. But we got hit pretty quickly with this whole Monty Taylor thing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to you about this because it's an interesting situation because when you're in the house this long, something so minuscule can really piss you off because you're like, you're over being there, frankly, and just the littlest thing can annoy you. But I want to break this down into two things. First off, it's the conversation with Monty and Taylor where he's talking about his goddaughter or godson. It was a goddaughter, correct?
Goddaughter,
about how he's been with her since the day she's been born. Taylor makes a comment like, well, not entirely with him since the day she's been born. And he was turned off by that. He actually was really pissed off by it. Before I throw it to you, I just got to say, well, no, throw it to you. You go first. I'll reserve judgment until I hear from you.
I thought it was, I mean, I don't know. I think Taylor just, so again, we talk about this all the time. You're in the house for so long and then you just are who you are. And it's like, you may put it down for a little bit of period of time. And I think Taylor, especially after the shell shock that she dealt with all early on in the season, she definitely pushed down a lot of maybe her personality and, you know, some of those like quick things that she says, which is what I do feel was happening early on. And so I felt it was just it was unnecessary, but I think it just came out naturally for her. I don't think she had any malice in it at all. I don't think she meant it in a condescending way. I don't think she meant it in a derogatory way. I think it's just kind of like who she is. She's just like, oh, you haven't really been there the whole time. Not meaning it in like, well, Monty, like, you know, you haven't been there the whole time. You've been here. You chose to come here. So you're away from her like that. It wasn't condescending. And she didn't, I don't feel she meant it that way. But again, this was what was happening, I think, early on that I don't know that a lot of us saw, where Taylor kind of puts her foot in her mouth and doesn't even realize she's putting her foot in her mouth. That's how I felt about it. And obviously, like you said, now you're in the house for a long period of time. You get very comfortable with one another. So she probably felt comfortable enough with Monty to say it. And guess what? Monty feels comfortable enough with her to say, I didn't like it. And yeah, it creates this riff of, I don't know, could this cause something between the two of them at the end of the game? I don't know.
I mean, I definitely thought it was dry humor. I'll be honest with you. I thought Monty overreacted.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought she was just like, well, you thought
she overreacted?
I thought he overreacted.
That's what I meant. I meant that.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he overreacted because I took it as like, he's like, oh, I can't believe I've been there the entire time. She's like, well, not the entire time. Like, we've been stuck in this house together.
Yeah.
Like, cut off from the world. Like, yeah. No, you haven't been there the entire time. In fact, Monty, when you get out, your goddaughter's going to look completely different. I guarantee you.
Well, Trust me. Let me ask you this.
I know.
Let me ask you this. Say you were like, man, I can't believe I'm missing. Like, say it, you know, because you and I, extremely similar situation with Tenley, the first go-round, yeah, right? Say you were like saying something and I'm like, well, like say you're talking about Tenley and I'm like, well, you just left her for 3 months. And see, I don't have any malice in that.
But if you said it like that, that's different now. That's a different thing.
So the
if
tones you're saying, of it.
Well, no, but it's what you said. You just left her for 3 months.
Oh, okay. Let me rephrase.
So she just said, well, you haven't been with her for the whole time. Well, you haven't. You've been here with me. That's what she's saying.
So how maybe like this? Maybe if it's like, man, I can't believe I haven't been able to see my daughter. And it's like, well, why'd you come on the show then?
Again, that would be like, well, I came on the show to win to make her life better, asshole. You know? But he,
I don't
but
think
he
was I'm doing like, this properly. Hold
no,
on one second. I'm
no,
going to get it. I'm going to get it.
Why'd you leave her alone, Derek?
Derek.
Why'd you leave her alone?
Yeah, all right, Dad.
Now, if she said something like that, by the way, if she said something like, well, you haven't been with her, so if you wanted to be, why'd you even come? Then I'd be like, whoa, that's a little aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But literally she was just like, well, you haven't been the entire time. But I think it was like snarky in the sense like you're in this really weird, unique situation where you've been cut off from the world for 3 months.
Yeah.
So technically you're going to not be with her the entire time, as am I with my family and Turner and Brittany. But again, totally. Taylor knows exactly. Shout out Tiffany. But they're one of the same because Tiffany loves Taylor. We know that.
Yeah.
That's her. They're going to be BFFs outside the house.
Yeah.
But Taylor, she only knows how she meant it. But the way I took it was just like she was just making a joke. Although I will say when they talked later, she didn't really like say, oh, I was just making a joke. She was kind of like, yeah, I get it. But I think she was more reserved. But I want to separate this. And the reason why I said it's two conversations. That was the conversation where I thought Monty overreacted. Now, her taking the headphones off his head when he's like passed out, and I felt like she was like had a little like HOH-itis, like a little flex. I didn't get it. And I get why Monty was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I know it's your room, but I've had the room and you slept up here with me. Like, I know when we played, it's like it's everybody's room, but I felt like she was in a snippy mood and she just was looking for an argument, maybe. I don't know. I thought that was a bigger deal than the conversation.
Total. I mean, the first one is just Taylor had no malicious intent in what she said. So I could see why it's like a Monty overreaction. I mean, the second one, you put the shoe on the other foot. It's like if Taylor was in the HOH room and it was Monty's HOH room and she was sleeping with the glasses on and he yanked the headphones off of her, she wouldn't like it equally as much as he didn't like it.
Who would?
Nobody.
He was sleeping. His glasses were coming off. He's like, damn. And the excuse was like, oh, I wanted to show Brittany, like, she's as welcome up here as him. And like, they're too comfortable in here. Dude, it's Final Four. I mean, and to be fair, everybody kind of knows what's going on between Taylor and Monty.
Not
at this
a secret,
point.
Right?
So they're sharing bodily fluids. Who cares if they share headphones? It's not that serious.
Taylor, Brittany tried to vote you out last week. You need to make her feel good. Like, she tried to vote you out last week. It's like, hey.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
It was exactly what you said. It was like HOH-itis. But again, it's just the missteps of Taylor that I think is what put her in the corner early on. And then it was just over the top. Her treatment was over the top and very unnecessary and definitely, you know, undeserved.
I didn't get it.
It shows this side of Taylor that is like, she just doesn't care. She just is who she is. It's like, well, whatever. It's my HOH room right now. So guess what? Yoink, here goes the headphones off of your head. And I don't care if you don't like it. And then we saw her true feels about it, because when she got in the DR, she was talking about how, you know, I've been being vulnerable and now I need to become ice cold again because I need this $750,000. It's like, no, girl, you just ripped headphones off of a sleeping guy. That's annoying. No matter how you want to put it, like, all, you know, and everybody, you know, everybody was like crucifying Monty this week. And it's like, everybody needs to take a big step back and just honestly get off of the whole like Taylor high that they're on. It's like when Taylor does stuff that is like not right, you have no problem calling it out. Same way that we do. We still love Taylor, but it's like, girl, what are you
doing? We picked her to win.
Yeah. Nobody would like that, including yourself. So, like, do unto others how you would want to do unto yourself, even though all season long, nobody was doing unto you how they would probably want to do unto themselves. So it's like, whatever. Yeah. Like, she's doing what she's doing. But it was definitely something that would have annoyed the shit out of me, too. I'd be like,
yeah, I definitely like it. I would have been like, if somebody did that to me, guy, girl, doesn't matter. I'd be like, yo, why are you ripping that? Like, to prove a point? Like,
straight
I don't
up.
Get it.
However, if I would have did that to you, you'd be like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, dude? Just fucking pulled my glasses off my face, man. I'm half asleep.
Yo, you're my boy, but please don't do that to me.
Yeah. Please don't like rip the, you know. But anyways, I'm glad you said what you said about Monty getting shit this week, because from what I was picking up, doing a little research, talking to my source,
hey,
Tiffany
how
Mitchell,
you doing?
I was getting the inside scoop, and I got to tell you, I kind of agreed with some of it. I wanted to throw it at you because I know we're not really watching the feeds too much, but they did show a small portion of it on the show tonight, and it was the portion where Turner asks Monty about his relationship with Taylor, but more so because he wants to know if him and Monty are still good for a final two,
of course.
Even though they haven't said it. And it was the fact – the people were really upset with the fact that Monty felt the need to indirectly kind of passively admit that they're sleeping together to Turner. And people felt like, okay, listen, we get it. Like, you know you're up there, but you can save that for the show. Turner doesn't need to know that you two are sleeping together. Like, it went that far. Like, it was really enjoyable. Here's my thing. It's not game related. It's something that's going to come out because it's public. You're in the HOH room while it's on camera happening. So I don't think that Monty should be crucified for it. I don't think he was doing it like to be an asshole. I think he was just kind of having a little bit of a bro moment. So I can say this because I tried to go both sides. I'm a guy. It's different for me. And I was like, okay, what if it was Tenley? What if it was Peyton? Even saying that makes me cringe. I probably
that
get a little pissed off.
That is so not it. Because
yeah, but what if my daughter's Taylor?
What if your daughter? What if Tenley is 20? How old is Taylor?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, let's be adults here. It's like Tenley's a baby.
Shout out Tenley. Tenley just brought it. You want to say hi real quick?
Yeah.
Come say hi real quick.
Yeah, Tenley.
You haven't been on the winner's circle yet. Come say hi. You're on camera though.
Yeah.
Cody, she can't. She can't hear you, Cody. But you could say hi.
Hi.
Okay, you can go watch your show. Love you.
She is gorgeous.
So. So, So if it were her when she was older and this dude was on the, I think I kind of, by the way, that was a tactic right there, showing her to you. No,
it doesn't change it. I love Tenley to death, bro. But if Tenley is like 29 years old, I'd be like,
okay, go, give me your vibe. Give me your vibe.
So
keep going.
My thing. So I want you to continue to clarify because I'm not fully aware. So they were,
I just feel, I'm not completely on it, but it was kind of like the fact that he felt the need to divulge definitively that it, not only were they talking to each other, that it was more than just an alliance, that they were intimate with each other. Like, was that necessary to divulge that to Turner and not let maybe Taylor tell Turner that, or let Turner find out after the show? That's kind of, I could be wrong. You can, guys can sound off in the comments. We know you will. We know you will sound off in the comments if I'm wrong. I'm a little mixed because I got two daughters, but I feel like you feel different. So fire away, fire away. Get ready for those comments, baby.
I mean,
let's go.
This is absurd to me. What is he doing? What, like, he's not allowed to tell Turner, his boy? Like, they're close. He's not allowed to tell Turner. He should have waited till after the show. Why? Because the cameras are on. If the cameras were on and they cared that much, then they wouldn't have done it at all. So, hi, like, I don't know, moral superior warriors on the outside. Like, if a girl wants to sleep with a guy, she sleeps with a guy. It's not a secret. And it doesn't have to be kept a secret. Like, this is what people do. They talk. But also, you don't understand on the outside is that these people are very, very close. Like, Turner and Monty are very close, very tight.
You get really close in that
house. Monty feels comfortable talking to Turner. He's one of his boys. Like, or Monty could have felt comfortable talking to another one of the girls because one of his girls, they're just best friends. The fact that Monty's getting heat over this is strictly because it was Taylor. Straight up. I'm calling out the hypocrisy on everybody on social media because it's when it happens to one person, and it's, but then if it happens to Taylor, everybody feels some type of way about it. Listen, don't be a hypocrite. Have a feeling about it, but feel that way straight up through it, because were these same people that are up in arms about it? Like, were they up in arms about it when, I don't know, Kyle and Alyssa had the conversation, or I think it was like Alyssa with Turner or Kyle with Turner. It's like, Turner's just the one that obviously everybody feels comfortable with. And so I see nothing wrong. What is it? What are they trying to say it is? What is it, like, shaming?
I don't even know. Like I said, I got it from Tiffany. It was secondhand knowledge. I'm sure people in the comments, there's probably more to it. Way down in the comments
and
below.
Let me
tell
know.
Tell us what we're missing. Yeah. Tell us what we're missing.
Because
maybe we'll feel differently. I will say there is part of me, and again, I'm putting myself in the dad boat where the way he was like, yeah, you know, it was good. I'm not going to lie. It was enjoyable. I would be like, yeah, man, don't be talking about it. But I get it. I get it. She's a grown woman. And listen, if it's good for him to brag about it, it's good for her to brag about it. We talk about equality. Like, she's a grown-ass woman. She can sleep with whoever she wants. It's her body. She said it right to him, I think, a couple weeks ago. So, like, she owns her stuff.
Wait,
she doesn't
care. So now it was that he was saying, oh, yeah, it was good. It was good.
Well, I mean, on the episode tonight, you see when he was like, you know, it went there. And it was what did he say on that episode? He had, like, this little, like, smirk to him, like, you know.
I mean, guys, hello, sex feels good. I mean, what are we doing here?
Oh my God.
Like, I don't understand. I'm confused. Like, I don't understand.
You know what the big takeaway is from that conversation? It's what you said, which is Monty and Turner, they're really close.
Yeah.
I actually underestimated how close they were. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you a question.
I'm gonna sound like a hypocrite right now because I wouldn't have said it. Because I would have known. I would have the thought of, like,
game perspective.
Not game perspective. I would have had the thought of, like, oh, her family may hear me talk. I don't know how they feel about it. So I'll just be like, oh, yeah, you know, we might have, but who knows? I don't want a kid to tell. Like, I would joke about it, but insinuate, yeah, we did. But I wouldn't be like talking about, like, oh, yeah, it felt good. But, like, I also don't find that, like, disrespectful. Like, is that disrespectful? And you may not like it. Because it's like, you don't want to hear that, but it's like,
yeah, I mean, as a dad, I don't want to hear, I can see both sides to it. But like I said, I have a feeling there's something more to it that I'm not picking up on.
Probably.
So we can move on from it, but we wanted to put it out there in the ethos. Let you guys kind of weigh in on
people
it.
People are going
to
be like, oh, Cody, you're disgusting. Yeah, it's like, hey, yeah, they're gonna sex is a part of life. Hi,
but
how are you?
I don't know what you're talking about. That kid just came from nowhere.
Dude,
I don't even know.
You can't. Don't make it like she's a child.
She's a child, Cody, okay?
Come on, bro. Don't be bringing
somebody's daughter.
Don't be bringing Tenley into this.
I'm going to have Peyton on one side and Tenley on the other. Right?
Like on my show. It's like, really? Really?
So I wanted to ask you because I thought that conversation was interesting between Turner and Monty, kind of how close they were. We had picked Taylor last week to win. Quick answer. We don't have to go too deep into it. Based on what you're seeing, is there a world where Monty wins final HOH and takes turn over Taylor? Not only because of what happened on the episode tonight that we saw, but also they are very close. I feel like the answer is no for me. I feel like he's promised Taylor final two where he hasn't done that with Turner. It's kind of been implied, but not directly said. So I still feel good about the fact that it's Monty Taylor final two. What do you think? Unless Turner wins final HOH, then it's a different ballgame.
It's a different ballgame. And quite frankly, so there was the veto where I know last week we talked about it and I was like, I don't see Monty winning some of these comps. And then Monty wins this, the days comp, which quite frankly, I was like extremely confused at how poor all of them were at the days competition. It's like, you know, this is a competition in the show. And there were so many of them that were just clueless on days. And these were like, I was watching and being like, how are they? They're not positive about what day. Like, dude, when I was on the show, and I know you were the same because we would study this stuff, like, I knew the days like the back of my hand. Like, the day was just like this. When this happened, boom, that day was just like in my head. Not like, oh, dude, I think it was that. Man, it might be one of these 2 days. It was like, no, that was the day. And so now I'm kind of like backtracking because now I have no idea because they were all kind of equally poor. But then Monty ended up winning the competition and was probably the best one in the competition. And now I'm like, who will win that final HOH? It's like, it could be any of them. To be honest. So if
it's going to be a good finale night,
I know it's going to be great. That's why I was saying it. Cause it's so much up in the air and I love that aspect. But back to what you were asking me, I think that Monty, after everything that transpired with Taylor too, that adds to this, like they slept together. Taylor did say that to him. You better not be sleeping with me only to cut me. Mm-hmm. That's got a weigh on him. Right?
It has to.
Like, that's got a weigh on him. I can't see him sleeping with her and then cutting her. And if that happens, like, him not – I think he's got to know that the amount of backlash that would come would be catastrophic. Yeah,
it's not a good look. It's not a good look. Catastrophic. It's not a good look. Like, you can say, oh, maybe it's not – it's okay that he was saying those things. But to do all that, to take it to a personal level just to cut her, you can understand it from a game move, but optically –
horrible.
You better be ready for it, buddy, because the wrath is coming to you. So, sure. And I think he knows that. And I also think he knows there's some history there. There's a lot going on where I think he's going to honor his commitment to her.
If you think about it, so that history, I feel like for Monty, that is got to be, he's got to think of that. Taylor's had this conversation with him. Now,
oh, yeah, she said it.
The history of her being the first black winner, female black winner, like, he's got to know that probably is a conversation in the jury house, and it probably makes it that much harder to beat her, especially with the story of how it's not like, oh, she's a black female that got to the finals and whatever. Everybody's just going to hand it to her for that reason solely, because that's not the case. Taylor was literally public enemy number one. Her story in the house is way stronger than Monty's story in the house. Straight up.
I agree. I agree. I think Monty believes that. Yeah, I think he believes that if he wins that final HOH, his resume is just going to be so good. It's going to overshadow that, but that's a risk.
That's a risk, man, because her resume ain't, even if he wins that final HOH, her resume ain't like far behind.
No, it ain't bad. It ain't bad. It's going to be good. I can't wait. I'm excited because we have our pick, but if we're wrong, I wouldn't be shocked. I'll say that much right now. And by the way, we're counting out Turner from winning this final HOH.
Definitely
not. And that's definitely not the case. He could absolutely win final HOH. He's definitely taken Monty, and I think Monty would beat him. I do, but I think his jury management has been horrible.
Horrible.
But we could have a Monty Turner final too, and I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Turner would get smoked.
He would get absolutely smoked. I'm going to skip over some things. We're 25 minutes in right now. We had the segment where we had the videos from home. Those are always feel good. Mm-hmm. We both had ours.
Yep.
Cry. You know, you see the videos. It reassures you that you're what you're playing for. It's always a great segment. Nothing really to analyze there. Then we get to the cookout. The cookout had some shout out our girl. We knew she was going to be on. Tiffany killed it tonight. Looked amazing. Looked beautiful. Tiffany.
All the cookout. You see my tweet about Derek F.
No, what'd you put?
I was like, yo, CBS, can you turn on the AC for my boy Derek F?
Yeah, he's sweating. He was sweating up there. And by the way, Xavier looked like an absolute G today. They all looked amazing.
Yeah, looked good.
But shout out to the winner coming out just with the button all the way down to the belly button. Beast. I wish I had that. I mean, you got Beast. That body too, but I mean, he was just up there swag.
I got to shave the chest cheddar though. You know what I'm saying?
I will say though, man, Xavier won. Didn't he got like 5 seconds screen time. Right?
I was thinking the same thing.
Damn, they did him dirty.
And I was like, and you know what? You know what I did think? When she said it too, Julie Chen Moonves goes, Xavier, who do you think? Make it quick. I was like, make it quick? What?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. The winner? Make it quick.
Well, you know what it was? I think so.
They have time.
From my understanding, I've been up on the stage. I've had questions. Usually you get the questions ahead of time. You get like prepared for it so you know it's coming. And if you listen to the answers, they were great answers, but it sounds like they were prepared. So like Tiffany, she had a long answer. Hannah had a very long answer.
Hannah's answer
Derek
was long.
Had a decent, her answer was very
long. I was
long.
Thinking that too. I was like, yo, she is eating up the clock right now. Cause you know how it goes. They only have a certain period for the segment.
Yeah. She had her whole speech.
Did Kylan have an answer?
He got rushed too. He got rushed too. He just gave a quick little thing, but there'll be more for him. But they looked great, great scene. It's they are one of the greatest alliances of all time. So having them back,
6-6,
great to see him. And so then, and I kind of fast forwarded there, but let's go back because we had it. I don't know, was that before or after the eviction?
After
that was after.
They were the final segment.
So Brittany and Turner are up there. Monty has the sole vote. Brittany gives her speech. What did you think about her speech? Because it kind of played into the comments she made after she was evicted. What did you think about her argument? Did you think it was a good argument?
Definitely a fair argument. The only mishap in the whole thing is, I do maybe have a better chance of beating you in competitions. But if I don't, I would love a person that I know is probably going to take me, not somebody that I know is going to take the other person. Sorry, Brittany.
Right.
You're gone.
Yeah, that, honestly, nothing more to say. That's really what it came down to. Mm-hmm. Monty's like, hey, Brittany, you're right. I have a better chance at beating you. However, I don't need to beat Turner. That's it. I have to beat you to get to the final two. And I have a better chance of beating you, but I have to beat you. What if you win? If for some chance I don't beat Turner, guess what? I'm still going to the final two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a no-brainer for him. I think Brittany kind of knew that. So she gets evicted by Monty. It's expected. When she gets outside, I will say, I mean, she's feeling herself a little bit, but Britt, you just told him how he beat you in 11 of 14 comps. For you to say you'd crush him in the final
13.
HOH, 11 of 13. Statistically speaking, Brittany, purely, you wouldn't have crushed him, and I think Taylor would have probably beat you too. So I don't know if he didn't take you because he thought you were going to crush him in the final HOH. I think he just felt like, hey, Turner's definitely going to take me. That's the commonsensical move. Overall, final take on Brittany. I won't back off of what I said before. I think Brittany's extremely intelligent. I think what she and Michael did, I think what Kyle did was not good, but I think what she and Michael did as far as using something like this to better themselves in the game, didn't like it. It put a bad taste in my mouth, kind of put a little bit of a black eye in the season, how they used that. I didn't like it. So I said it before, I'll say it again. I didn't want to see Kyle win because of what he said. I didn't want to see Michael and Brittany win because of the way they used it and the timing of it. I just didn't fit well with me. So I'm glad to see them going. I know on the feed she said some things about, you know, she needs this money to start a family. Here's the bottom line. Brittany, you got a little bit of a following now. You got a social media following. Get on there. We do it too. Start selling those ads. You'll make that IG money really, really fast. You'll get the money you need for what you need. But to think Monty has to do that for you, he's got to do what's best for him and his family. So,
and also I think Turner, Brittany, like she was using that against Turner almost as a reason why she would never vote for him. It's like, he's stopping me from being able to start a family, so I'll never vote for him. It's like, is that fair?
Yeah, no, it's not fair. But I mean, I know that people go there sometimes, but ultimately, I love, you know, they played the game. We had something, I was saying it to Tiffany earlier. We had Frankie on our season. He came in, he told us that he was donating all the money to build schools in Africa. Mm-hmm. And I got you guys in the back room, if you remember this. And I was like, I don't care. And even you said it. You're like, I don't care. Yeah. Or actually, maybe we're at the kitchen counter.
I mean, when we walked out of that room, I was like, guys, we're still talking to him the second we could, right?
Yeah, Zach was like, oh my God, what are we doing? I'm like, dude, we're all here for our own reasons. Yeah. Like, that doesn't matter. We'll donate to the cause afterwards, but they, you know, we're not here to donate the money to anybody else. So it doesn't really usually weigh heavy on anybody. And Britney's gone. I think she's from just reading between the lines. Taylor's in the final two. She's got Britney's vote. She did make it seem like she was going to possibly try to help her in jury. I've never been to jury. You've never been to jury, flex. But my thing is, would she at number four, would she at number four go to the jury house, or does she show up at the jury round table? She's just at the round table,
right? At the round table.
Because that's Caleb. Caleb wasn't in the jury house. He just popped out for the final jury member before the live eviction.
Showed up to the round table. They go back to the hotel room. Paulie, I know the reason why I know this is because Paulie was in the jury house, and we had talked about because Corey Brooks was final four, went home.
Okay.
Same was Brittany, and went right to the hotel. Was not, because they're out of the jury at this point. They're not in the jury house anymore.
They're at the hotel.
They're at a hotel right now. So
yeah. Well, the jury house is, without giving too much away, because we would never do that, the jury house is a little further away than the hotel that we stay at. Mm-hmm. It's super close to the hotel. It's like a 5-minute drive. So it makes more sense. So I think Taylor's in the final two. Brittany will vote for her. I don't think she'll have any time to influence the jury members other than the round table. And I think at that point there may be a little something, but it's a lot easier to influence the jury members when you're sitting around the pool, having a cocktail, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's when you can like be comfortable. It doesn't come off as
I'm rushing as much and as trying like to push you. Yeah. I want to make you vote how I want to vote, which people don't like that in the jury either.
No, but I think Taylor's got her vote. I think Monty and Turner know Brittany is voting for Taylor. I don't think they're concerned about that. Mm-hmm. So I think they have other people. Final thing that I wanted to hit you with, because we're talking about jury votes. Okay. We had the jury segment tonight, and little interesting thing, not because of the emotional aspect of it. I really don't care about that, but Alyssa slipped, and it was like a true slip where she was like, yeah, Taylor was sleeping with Monty up in his room for three nights. And dude, I went back and went back on the DVR just a couple seconds. You saw Joseph's heart break in that moment. Like, I didn't realize he was going to be affected as much, but dude, that got him.
Yeah. Not happy about it.
So I asked you a question, and I'm going to frame it a little different on here because I want to be respectful. But if you're Joseph and it's Monty and Taylor in the final two, do you vote for your boy who slept with your crush, or do you vote for your crush who slept with your boy? Which way do you go, man?
I mean, aren't they
got to vote for one?
Are they both?
Does it cancel it out?
I mean, I'd vote for my crush because I'd be like, yo, you're my boy. You went and slept with her. That's fucked. That's messed up.
And the other question, did Monty even know that Joseph had a crush on her like that? Because I don't think was it that obvious?
So here's the thing is that apparently a lot of the conversations that Joseph is just a huge flirt. And so Joseph must have been flirting with like a bunch of the girls in the house. And like, that was always the thing. It's like Joseph has this good relationship with a lot of the girls. And so maybe Monty was just like, oh, Taylor's just one of the girls that he's flirting with. He's flirting with all the girls. So maybe he didn't think it was that deep, but obviously it was that deep.
It was deep, real deep. And so when we were doing the announcement of who was going to win Big Brother 24, you and I put a little research into it, and we were kind of doing the votes, and we were really thinking about it. And Joseph was one of those ones that we were kind of on the fence about. Do you think this changes anything? Or do you think that Joseph, who's a super cool dude, smart guy, is going to say, ultimately, I'm voting for whoever I think is the better player, period. I don't really care.
I think that's the case.
And so, if Taylor wins the final HOH, my opinion is Joseph votes for Taylor. I think if Monty wins the final HOH, he votes for Monty. I think that's going to be the tiebreaker for him. Okay. That's my opinion. Okay. What do you think?
I mean, got to be honest, I have no
idea. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, this finale is so like, it's so up in the air, even with certain people in the final two chairs. I think a lot of it comes down to that final HOH. And even with that, I think it's still also going to be difficult to determine who is actually going to be winning this game. It's going to be a wild, wild finale. I'm really excited for it.
I am too. I'm super excited. We'll be here. We hope you are as well. Just another reminder, After Party, BB After Party, live with Cody and I, not a recorded session, streaming to you live, meeting up with some special house guests, talking to Tiffany, interviewing the winner of Big Brother 24, the runner-up, and America's favorite house guest. If you want to check it out, Make sure you have your subscriptions on, notifications on. Right after the show ends on East Coast time, we will be live. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you on finale night.